the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of the day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Daniel's Birthday Month. As of this recording, only 13 more shopping days until Daniel's birthday. Make sure that you buy Daniel a really, really nice present or just send him cash. You can find out how by sending him an email at danieljbrewer@gmail.com. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Daniel Brewer birthday-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
Yes, hello. Have you bought me a present yet?
Well, you see, I got a box right here.
I noticed that in your hand, you have an enormous box in your hand.
Oh, well, I do have an enormous.
Would that be my birthday present there? Are you giving me your enormous box for my birthday?
No, this is, this is the... Well, I had the chat room guess what it is.
You're going to have the chat room guess what you know. What now? We don't do video, so you're going to have to explain to them. You're going to have to, photos for the blind for them. What it is
box. I already had the chat room guess what it was.
Oh, you already. All right, and what did they guess? What was the number one answer?
Well, I'm going to have you guess since you weren't in the room.
I was not in the room. I was peeing.
What have I been talking about for like this whole past year on the show?
Oh my God. Did you get a real touch?
I got a motherfucking
real touch. Now, was this, did you like blow your entire year's bonus on this or did some adoring fan send this to you?
No, I didn't. Well, I don't know if I could say I used part of my bonus.
All right. How much money was this piece of shit?
It cost $200.
$200.
Yeah.
I thought it was like thousands of dollars.
No, but I don't have, I don't have hundreds of dollars just sitting around.
Yes, you do.
They have nice tissue here. And it says,
they have very nice
tissue.
It
says real touch.
Wait. I just want to get this straight. This is a masturbatorial device that comes with its own tissue. Am I getting this correct? That they have provided, now with free tissue.
You're really coming through loud on my channel. That is just the...
As an aside, you bitched at me pre-show and said, oh, can you make sure that your audio is loud enough?
Maybe it's just the stuff rustling that it's hitting. Anyway.
That's what it is.
This is it. Right here.
That is the real touch. All right, let me describe this to the people that are out there at home. This looks like some kind of demented mushroom from Alice in Wonderland. It does. It looks like a peanut.
It's very large.
It is. And you're supposed to put this large, oversized peanut device over your hoo-ha.
Yeah, well, you see the little slit right there?
I do. I see the slit. Your hoo-ha goes into the slit.
There is an ingenious belt system inside here that has...
An ingenious soft belt system.
I don't know how to take it apart, so I can't do that on the show. Although they do have rubber bands on here, look like they're to hold it together. Man, that's some really good engineering that they have to put rubber bands on there.
So it's held together with a with rubber bands.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh wait, I'm being provided a copy here in the chat room. The award-winning RealTouch creates a synchronized interactive experience that takes you beyond sight and sound and puts you in the middle of the action. Enjoy amazing real-time encounters anytime you want to turn your deepest fantasies into a reality.
And they're really with the times too, because you have to hook it into your computer for it to work. And if you'll notice, look at the connect.
Oh,
I don't know if you can see that, but look at the connection that you have to use to hook it into your computer.
Is that a VGA connection?
It's like a serial.
A serial port. So what you need in order to enjoy this virtual sex device is any computer from 1985.
So
any computer from 1985 that might have a 9-pin serial port on it.
Is there a convert? Well, actually, it looks like maybe it is a VGA. They're the same thing, right? No, it's a VGA. Sorry.
No.
It's VGA. But you know what that tells me?
What?
I can't use it with my new Ultrabook.
Well,
because my new Ultrabook does not have a VGA port.
I demand that all new computers have printed on them whether or not they are masturbatorial device friendly or not.
Apparently, my Ultrabooks is not masturbatory ready.
Masturbation
ready.
Is it MR? Is it masturbation ready?
That was not in the specs, ladies and
gentlemen. Ding. Masturbation
not,
ready.
It's the new
Pentel masturbation ready i9.
Not only do I have to be attached to a some type of computer, but it has to be a desktop, which means I have to be in the office. I'm tethered.
Why would you want to masturbate anywhere else?
Than the office?
Yeah, than your office. Well, I can't do it now because now my office is the living room and I have a roommate. Now I can't masturbate unless he's at work. So that's the only time I can masturbate now. It's just when he's at work. Where am I trying to go? I'm trying to go to our Trello card here to see.
Anyway, it is huge.
Talking about your huge package and everything, we have been going on now for a good 8 minutes without mentioning that we are streaming live on Pride 48. You can join us on pride48.com, of course, every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time over in the chat room. And we have a lovely group of people in the chat room that we've been talking about this evening. But let me say hello to them right now specifically. Hello, Gary in Albuquerque, George in Atlanta, Gravitas, Kratos, MIB5DKTW, which is actually Robert, and then MIB7 in Switzerland, which we don't know, Mr. Mike, 1972, RC, My Penis, Steven, and Toppy Smelly, and somewhere over in the idling con thing would be Romo and Winter Paradox. Something just happened on my phone. I'm not really sure what that's what. So there you go. So welcome to everyone in the chat room, and thank you so much for listening.
So I will either, one episode, just attach that thing to myself while we record. And then just
wait. I feel weird about that. So you're going to actually masturbate while we were recording?
Well, I'm saying either I'll do that or I'll just give everyone a review later. I don't think I can record and masturbate at the same time. I don't think I could stay hard and have a conversation. I'm not.
I don't. I would feel uncomfortable with us if you were masturbating.
You'd probably hear it. It probably makes a motorized sort of noise.
A thing that large has to make a fair amount of noise. I'm thinking like dishwasher noise.
It may.
It's like a huge dishwasher. That's going to be insane. So hi, Adam. How are you? Did we tell how you got the large masturbational device? Was this a present?
No, I paid for it out of my own hard-earned money.
Finally.
Because no one would help me with it. I even offered to let whoever it was watch me use it. Man, I'm gassy. I apologize. I'm burping all over the place. I offered all kinds of incentives and, all kinds of coupons and everything else. Nobody wanted to help me. So they went down on their price because it was almost $300 or more like a year ago. And so they went down to $200 and I thought, well, what the hell? I'll just buy it.
All right, now the chat room is saying that you sound very much like C-3PO. And I got to say that you have suddenly turned into a Dalek. Oh, Adam, you're back.
Yeah, and you weren't quiet, so I'll have to figure out.
Yes, you will have to figure all that out. Well, thank goodness that you're back. So where were we before? You sounded like, here, I'll just pick it. This is how much professional I am. I'll pick it up. Adam, the chat room is saying you sound a lot like a C-3PO. What's going on?
It must have been my connection. I lost my...
I don't know.
Now, are they saying that what I was saying sounded like C-3PO or that the content
they were just saying that you were flaking out on us here. It started sounding, like you were like, and then we lost your connection, which is really weird because all of a sudden I just lost connection to the chat room. So
I just want to forewarn everyone. For some reason, my Google Plus is having a problem with the internet because the chat room never stopped. Google Plus keeps telling me I'm losing my connection. So I hope that does not happen again.
All right. So fine. Let's just get right back into this because we gotta go here. Adam, tell me about your first Catholic Mass.
Well, I'm going to tie these two topics together. So, right after the Real Touch, I mean, I think it is appropriate to note that we have a new pope.
We do. We do have a new pope. What is it? Pope Francine or something?
Francis. And, I was talking to Mark about it, and I was like, to make it sound more official, he really needed to put a number after it.
Pope Francine the 12th.
Something, because it was Pope John Paul the something. Right. I don't know what number he was.
Right.
The last one was Benedict whatever the whatever. Right. But they all have a number after their name.
Pope, this one. Whatever. I think he should have said, but yeah.
Computer says no.
Right. He should have been Pope Francine. Computer says no.
He could have, you know, it was kind of arrogant, actually. He's like, you know what? I am the first one. No number for me. Just, I'm the first. But anyway, you know, they did the black smoke yesterday and then it turned white and it was a big deal because he's from Argentina. But you know what? He's not really, because he's really Italian and he moved to Argentina. I'm not even Catholic. But that ties into the fact that I went to my first Catholic Mass this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a baby dedication.
Now, wait. Are you Catholic?
I am. I just said I'm not Catholic.
Okay. So this is your very first.
Yes, it is.
You've never been to a Catholic Mass before?
I have not. I have been to...
Now, is that I just got to ask you this, just as an aside there. Is that not a great, glute workout with the whole standing up, sitting down, kneeling, sitting up? It's like just slow motion squats for an hour.
There was no kneeling, because this particular Catholic church, I'm assuming the reason why is this particular Catholic church, their main sanctuary... or whatever you call that part, you know, they say Narthex and Southex and Eastex and all that. I don't know, but whatever the sanctuary is called, is being renovated. So they're having their services in like what we would call in the Baptist church, the fellowship hall. Now, I don't know what they call, actually that's from First Assembly of God when I was, anyway, it doesn't matter. We would call it the fellowship hall, but they have and so I was expecting, you know, organ music and, you know.
That's right. The chat room is pointing out that Mittens is probably Catholic.
He is Catholic. That is the reason that I was going to a Catholic Mass. Mm-hmm. But so I was expecting, you know, organ music, and all the cathedrals that I've seen, they have this big, huge stage. But the place for the priest is always higher. Is always, you know, like a good 10 feet higher. I mean, you have to like...
Higher and higher.
You're right. Yeah. No, this was just a regular old fellowship hall with just a make-do stage, you know, nothing special. There was no organ in there, so they couldn't use an organ. So they had a guy just with a guitar. I guess I'm going off.
It sounded to me like you said a guitar.
I did. I don't know why I did that, because I'm certainly not Southern. But... So there wasn't a lot of kneeling, because there were no, you know, the nice little fancy cushions that they have that fold down from the seat in front of you.
To protect your knees, right, for the elderly Catholics.
You know, that would be a really good thing to have when doing certain things. But anyway, so they don't have those because they're just doing it in the fellowship hall with their guitar. So,
two winning lines here. Kingsley said there's no organ and yet Adam still went.
Hey, there you go.
And then George in Atlanta said evangelical Mittens would play a banjo. So go ahead.
So I thought there would be an organ just to be. But anyway, we had to go to the Mass because the baby dedication was immediately proceeding. Is proceeding after?
No, proceeding is before. That would be hence the word preceding.
What's after? Following. Immediately iconoclastically following the service, the Mass, right, was the baby dedication. And so we had to go to the Mass. And, you know, now there was one part that I knew how to do, and it was the Lord's Prayer.
Yes. But they do it differently there, though.
Yeah, there's a part of it where they stop.
There's a part of it, and you kept going, didn't you?
I did. You know, I'm all excited because I'm like, I know this. You know, I got it. I got this thing.
And YOLO, I may walk through the valley of death. I shall fear no... Oh, what the fuck?
Right. Exactly. I mean, I wasn't saying it loud, so it's not like everyone turned around or anything like that. And then there was that awkward... So in the Baptist church, you have that time where the preacher says, okay, now I want everyone to stand up and you have to shake the hand of you know, five people or whatever.
Yes.
They have a similar thing, but you have to say, peace be with you.
Right. And in since it's a Catholic church, they want you to actually grope the youngest child next to you.
Well, I did not do that. And, you know, and so we go on to the baby dedication and what
happened.
Oh, wait,
I'm sorry. This just in. Apparently, Pope Benedict the 16th is going to be on the next Dancing with the Stars.
Well, and this priest, bless his heart, he was there.
Look at him in his little Prada shoes. Oh, I'm sorry, so sorry. Go ahead.
He appeared to be there all by his lonesome.
Yes.
And other than the guy with the guitar. And so we go into another room for the baby dedication. So
wait, there's yet another room.
The chapel. So we go
was this a dark room?
No.
Did a priest take you into a dark room? Okay.
No. Right, you know, and I'm just making light, you know, I'm talking to Mark and I was like, you know, in the Episcopal church, you know, after the priest is done, you know, giving the mass or whatever that they do at the Episcopal church, he usually walks out the back door and has a smoke. Because, you know, that's what Episcopal, and Mark was not.
I'm sorry. Where my brain is going tonight. You use the word priest and back door in the same sentence. No, just go ahead.
Mark was not happy that I was, and I wasn't making fun of the priest. I was just saying, usually that's what happens. I'm like, I don't know about Catholic, but I know in the, anyway, or Methodist.
I have a porn that's relevant to this.
So. He changes costumes for the baby dedication and puts on this long flowing white robe, you know, and does the baby dedication, you know, whatever. And so that was just my experience at the Catholic church. Then we went to a Korean barbecue place and they paid the mother and father paid for dinner for everyone who had come for their baby dedication. So that was nice.
Even the baby daddy?
The mother and father.
So the baby daddy and the mother.
Right. They paid for us to have dinner.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. This just seems like this is going somewhere and yet it's not.
It was
it's
a baby
just so
baptism.
Rapidly not going anywhere.
It's not. There's no point. I'm just telling the audience what I did over the weekend. It was my first Catholic mass.
So I, on the other hand, over the weekend, had a fabulous time. So on Friday, it started snowing like a mofo here in New Haven. It was just like angry, is as if the angry sky was spitting its cum upon us. It was just this big, huge, nasty snow. And Robert and I were supposed to be in, we were going to go to New York.
Now, you know.
Early Friday afternoon.
You've been asking for snow.
No, so you're just getting your wish. 30, I did. But Robert was just like, oh, I don't want to go because now it's going to, you know, it's going to be horrible. It'd be horrible. And I'm like, no, you know what? Here, look at the, it's going to be fine tomorrow. Whatever. Thank goodness we left. We did go. We got on the train. We went into New York. We stayed at a lovely hotel that doesn't know how to spell the word truly. And we met up with Joey L. Boohonker IV, our manager. And the incomparable Miss Donna Sugars. So we met up with Joey and Donna there in New York City. Well, we went off to the counter, which is a lovely little hamburger joint, before we went out to the Duplex, which is a gay bar in New York City. So there we are in New York City with Donna and Joey at a big old huge gay bar, having great fun. And this is the important part, though, is during the later part of the evening, a deaf lesbian sat down near us. Now, you have to understand that by this point in time, Robert and I had several drinks each. And
an actual deaf lesbian?
The deaf lesbian was sitting there. But the other part that you have to understand is that Robert and I both took American Sign Language as our foreign language in college.
I was going to say, this is what I would want to ask a deaf lesbian.
Yes,
is what? The sign for cunnilingus actually the little V with the tongue?
Yes, I'm sure.
Is that actually, you know, the sign for that?
Probably is. So there we are. We're in New York City with a deaf lesbian, and we've had a few drinks. We've got our spirits are all, you know, our confidence is all bolstered. And it's like, that's no. We both took American Sign Language in school. We'll just chat with her. And
I see this going wrong. Going
quickly realized exactly how much sign language we had forgotten over the over the intervening years. Fortunately, the deaf lesbian's girlfriend was an interpreter and was hearing, so she could fill in. So after an hour or so of really clumsy conversation, we came back to we got to where we at least were having a nice back and forth conversation.
I wonder if drunk sign language is slurred like the speech.
It is, I'm sure. I'm sure it is. And so we have a lovely conversation with them. And so that was, and we, like I said, we had a great evening with Donna Sugars and Joey L. Buhonker the IV. The next morning, Stephen joined us up in New York. And so the five of us went out and did all the touristy things that you could possibly do in New York City on a Saturday. So we went to a lovely, lovely Verizon store where my phone broke. And we spent just hours upon hours there looking at all the great phones.
Now, did your phone break at the Verizon store?
No, it broke. And so I took it to the Verizon store. But
I was going to say, perfect place for a phone to break.
No, we didn't. Robert is correct. Robert's in chat room here. He points out that we were staying, and I don't want to embarrass the hotel by saying it, but it was the Residence Inn on 48th Street in New York City, that we were there, and at 7:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning, after us have been out drinking all night long, Sashar, the Indian manager there, comes over. So this is what happens in our room, a nice quiet room with the blackout shades, and it's very quiet. 7:30, we're both passed out on the bed. 7:30 Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, we will be doing a fire alarm here in the hotel. We will not actually sound the fire alarm, but we need for you to walk down the stairs and go outside.
We couldn't afford a fire alarm.
So they had a fucking fire alarm in the hotel at 7:30 a.m. And I slept through it. I didn't even hear that. So I was told this later. What I heard later was, thank you very much for participating in the fire.
You would have burned alive.
Yes, apparently. If you did not come outside, you are dead. Thank you. But it's just like, really, if you're paying to be in a hotel room, really, anyway. So it's neither here nor there. So we were at the Residence, and so the next morning, Stephen came and joined us. We met up with Joey and Donna, and we went to a lovely lunch at a wonderful little restaurant that Robert and I have eaten at before. It's in Hell's Kitchen. It's called Gossip. So if you're in New York City and you're looking for a really good Irish pub, that has really good burgers, Irish stew, other types of really goods. It's called Gossip. It's in Hell's Kitchen. Very sweet. And
there's place called Hell's Kitchen. Yes. I didn't know there was an actual...
No, Hell's Kitchen is a district in New York. But the Gossip is actually in 50th Street. It's actually really close to the Avenue Q Theater. But so the point that I'm trying to make here is that I believe it was the manager of the restaurant that sat us, because she was definitely Irish. She had like a lovely Irish accent, and she was quite clearly pregnant, and just a lovely little Irish lady who was, you know, suddenly faced with five gay men there at her restaurant, and we were joking around with her there, and they served these little muffins on the table. Now I do not eat the carbs, but since I had a hangover or whatever, I ate one of the carbs. It was very tasted almost like zucchini bread, and so I asked her about the muffins. I was just like, you know, I just got this question. It's like, the muffins that you served here, were they zucchini or squash or something, you know, because they tasted very much like a zucchini. And she like looked at me, and she was like going, I could know less about the fucking muffins. She had no idea what the fucking muffins were. She had no idea what they were.
Yeah.
I think she was just happy. I think she was just happy that we were the only table that sat there that didn't like quote some line from Once to her. I think that's what it was. It's just, she was just thrilled that we had not just come from Broadway seeing this show about an Irish pub and like trying to like say some line to her from it. So.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I have no idea. This is an awkward lull. Let me just finish this by saying that we left Gossip. We went and took the Staten Island Ferry. We went out and did the lovely Staten Island. No, I'm sorry. We went to Central Park first. We walked around Central Park. And then we went and took the Staten Island Ferry right at sunset and took some lovely photos of the city coming back towards the city right at sunset there with the new World Trade Center and whatnot. Had a lovely time. I so love Donna Sugar so much. I wish she lived on this coast because, you know, every time that I'm around her, I truly enjoy myself, and I really love her. So.
You know, a really good name for a band
would be I Love Donna Sugars?
No. It would be The Deaf Lesbians.
The Deaf Lesbians.
Yeah.
That is the name of my Flock of Seagulls cover band, The Deaf Lesbians.
Just saying. I was holding that one for a long time there.
You were holding on to that one for quite a while. Let me just say, I had a lovely weekend in New York, and you didn't. But I hope, I really, really hope, Adam, that today, the day we were recording, that you had a lovely pie day today.
You know what? I didn't have a piece of pie, but I had a lovely pie day.
They brought pie into work. That was one of the benefits of working at a place that has a really cool IT and accounting department where there's a lot of geeks in them. We actually brought in pie today for Pie Day. And a lot of people were just like, what's the pie for? And we're like, it's Pie Day. And they're like, I don't understand. And so then I made up a whole story about, you know, when the Irish first settled, they didn't have a lot of money. And so what they would make is they would make pie. And so the day before the Ides of March, is always remembered as Pie Day because they would make so many pies. And it was especially important if you ate the pie at 1:59. See, no. Because that would be 3.14159. See, I was going there for the fuller pie thing there.
So. It would make it even better if you ate the pie with a deaf lesbian.
I should have eaten the pie.
You
with the
really
deaf
should.
Lesbian.
You really but should. You should have.
I had a lovely apple pie. The other pie that was there was cherry pie, and it was so bitter that it. But yet, I still kept eating it. It was one of those things. You're like, oh my god, this is so bitter. But I'm going to eat some more. Oh my god. But I'll have another piece.
Were you really doing that? Oh my god, this is so bitter, right there in your cubicle.
I did. I was very much. You know, we have a lot of people there from Wisconsin.
Well, today was...
Oh, I should bring this as a hot dish with some lutefisk to the next gathering.
Do they have rhubarb pie in that neck of the woods?
They do not. I'm so sorry. Hello, chat room. I know you're still there, and I'm so sorry that I'm not addressing you there, but I am seeing your comments, and I am chuckling to myself silently.
So today was Associate Appreciation Day for us.
It was what?
Associate Appreciation Day.
You know what? Can you tell me about this in a story that would last long enough for me to go and refill my drink? I think you should. Go ahead.
I can't tell you that way. I'm not telling you anything. You bitch.
All right. Are you there? You know what? Before it gets too late, can I do something? Can I just hijack this show for just a moment?
Well, I haven't told you my short little story yet.
I know, but can you save your story?
Sure.
We need to make a phone call before it gets too late.
Oh, we're making a phone call?
We're gonna make a phone call really quick here. I'm adding in the number now, so hold on. Let's see. 813. Now, don't everyone dial this all at once.
you probably shouldn't announce the phone number. Oh, look, it's a
now,
kitty
all,
behind
all
you.
All I said was the area code. Which cat is it?
This the white one.
Oh, that's Buzzy. Yeah, that's Buzzy. All right, we're gonna call this. It's somebody's birthday, and I want to make sure that I'm the first person to wish them. To wish them a happy birthday.
Oh, good. You're doing it on here.
I am, and I'm now going to bring you, your audio is now coming across to my track so that we don't end up with that horrible thing where we have an invisible guest. Like we did.
Right?
Like we did before. Oh, he's not going to answer because he doesn't recognize the Google Plus number, probably.
Well, there's a fail.
Yeah. It's
hello? Like,
oh, well, hello. Is this Leslie Brewer?
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to get you on record as saying that your name indeed was Leslie. Because you know what? Growing up, he hated that shit. He was just like, he's not Leslie, it's Les. Right. Yeah.
Are you on like a show?
Yes, we are. We are streaming live across the universe. And I just wanted to call you, my dear brother, and wish you a very happy early birthday. Because I know you're going to be going... You are so welcome. You know, I know you're going to be going to bed soon. Say hello to Adam, my co-host. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Leslie.
Right.
Nice and to you. Happy birthday.
What did that damn?
Yeah, he prefers
as
the
I,
less.
As I like to tell people, only my grandmother and grandfather used to call me Leslie.
Right.
Get away with
it. Yeah. Well, I...
Is it less then?
Yeah, it's less.
Less.
Right.
It's less.
He only says that because...
Time, Adam.
Yes. He only says that because he likes to go to every gas station and go like, well, it's for me. Because it's always gas for Les. Anyway, yeah, and the entire chat room is saying hello to you, Les. Let's see.
Hi.
Yeah, Robert and Gravitas and Mr. Mike and Kratos. And RC says, oh, you have a sister.
Watch it now.
Anyway, so a very happy birthday to you, my dear brother. I just wanted, you know, make sure that before you went to bed, I wanted you to know that I was just thinking nothing more than wonderful birthday thoughts for you.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, brother.
Did you get my present?
No.
Oh, well, there must have been some problem with the post, I'm sure. It was an elaborate present that I'm sure you would have enjoyed.
Oh, unless those filters for our refrigerator that came today just happened to be from you.
Yes, those were. I got the filters because I, you know what? If nothing else, I enjoy being practical with my gifts.
I have something that just came in the mail today.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I don't think they know. Adam just got a sex toy. I don't think that was what we actually sent you for your birthday.
Yeah. I just don't think so. Dad.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, do you have any big plans for tomorrow? Are you taking the day off of work?
Oh no, not at all.
Why would you?
I'm early going to work.
You're going to go to work. Why would you go to work on your birthday?
Because I'm that type of guy. I just
you're right.
Have to do the right thing. You know.
Now,
off on my birthday.
Did you enjoy any pie today?
No pie today, no.
Because, today is pie day.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Well, it's 3.14, so March 14th, so it's pie day. So, we brought pie into work today.
Okay, I gotcha. Aha, very good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, your birthday is March 15th. I would have thought that you would have run into pie day before now.
No, haven't ever, no. That's good to know, though.
All right. Well, there you go. Now you can ask for pie on your birthday. Just, for my birthday, just give me the leftover pie.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
There you go. So, well, happy birthday, Les. Did you have any big plans, any big trips? I know you just went skiing, but do you have any, upcoming trips? Will you be coming into New York anytime soon? Will we get to see you sometime soon?
Memorial Day weekend, we'll be up in New York, so maybe we'll run into you then.
Memorial Day weekend. You know what? If you don't care about the spelling of the word truly, you could stay at the Residence Inn on 48th Street. it'd be a great place to stay. All right. Well, you know what? I'll let you go to bed. Tell your lovely wife that I said hello, and I will be calling her again later in the month when it's her birthday. But
I'll let her know, and she'll be ready.
Right. And I just want to remind you, in case you'd forgotten, only 13 shopping days left till my birthday. But anyway, very very happy birthday, Les. Thank you so much for being a sport. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't know that your birthday is the 28th, but Madison, our niece, is on the 28th. Just in case you.
No. She's only like five or something. It's my birthday is the 28th. It's been there for a long time before that. All right. Well, happy birthday, Les.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Say
happy birthday.
Yes, there's Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was my brother, Les, there.
I was going to say, is he the one with the wife that doesn't like you? But that's family,
yes, that's
right?
Robert's husband. Yes, yes.
You know, apparently in the Brewer family, they all get horny in June.
In June, apparently, yes, because all the birthdays, my nephew, mine, my brother's, my sister-in-law's, yeah, exactly. Now, Gary in Albuquerque says in the chat room that he stayed at that Residence Inn a couple of years ago for $32 a night. No, actually, this Residence Inn just got built. So it's a brand new, gorgeous bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, brand new, it's just gorgeous. The bathroom was gorgeous. There was a little hairdryer that hung on the door to the bathroom. So in case you needed a hairdryer. The only problem with it is there was not a single electrical outlet in the bathroom. So here's the hairdryer with absolutely no place to plug it in. So anyway, I you know what, Adam? Now I'll tell your story. I just needed I knew my brother goes to bed at 11. I just wanted to make sure that we called him to wish him a happy birthday before we went.
Well, it's not even a story. It just kind of related to pie. Today was Associate Appreciation Day, and we get, it's kind of corny. When we walk in, they give us payday candy bars. Because on Associate Appreciation Day, we get our bonus as well. So they're like, happy payday. And then later in the day, we get a free TCBY yogurt and a drink from the cafeteria. Yes. So I go in and I stand in line and I get my yogurt. I'm all excited. And I go to like dip the spoon in the soft serve yogurt and I hear thunk. the spoon will not go in.
Yes.
The yogurt is literally frozen.
Frozen. It is a yogurt popsicle.
Yes. So apparently because they had to do like 3,000 frozen yogurts and deliver to us, they do them earlier in the day and then put them in the freezer and then bring them. So I had to let it sit there for like, 30, 45 minutes to soften up. And you can't stick yogurt in the microwave because it'll just turn into a puddle of liquid.
By the way, just catching up with the chat room here. Chat room said cocktails and cream pie, and the other one is I heard cherry pie feels like a real touch. Anyway, so
ooh, I'm writing that one down.
That there you go. I think that is probably do we really need to do a tech segment? Because did you set this up or something?
I haven't set anything up. I want to do it. We don't
all right,
have
then
to talk
let's
about
just
it.
Let's just save that and we'll talk about that next. So go ahead and do that. Skip over to the news.
All right.
The news.
Well, since it is a very special week,
very special week. It's the Ides of March.
Pi Day. We have St. Patrick's Day coming up. We got a new pope.
That's right.
Italian bishops were so convinced that one of their own would become pope that they sent a congratulatory message to the media thanking God for the election of a prelate from Milan.
You know what? Thank God they didn't do something stupid like buy the domain like ciaopope.com or something. I wonder if that's taken. I've got to go find that now. Ciao, Pope. I want that domain. Anyway, go ahead.
The trouble was the new pope had already been named as Argentinian Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio.
Right. Pope Francis.
The Secretary General of the Italian Conference, Monsignor Moriano Crociata, expressed joy and thanks to God for the election of Cardinal Angelo Scola of Milan in a statement sent to reporters at 8:23 p.m. on Wednesday night. So they were so convinced. You know, I did. On Good Morning America, I could have sworn that they said this guy, the new pope.
Oh, my God. Ciaopope.com is available.
It won't be. Someone will buy it. We have so many millions of listeners.
Ciao.
You better snatch that up.
I'm at the Pope. Ciao. I'm at the Pope. It's a spicy meatball.
And the other thing I wanted to say about a Pope, why do they...
Oh, my God. How awesome would that be just to tell people what's your email address? My email address is Daniel at ciaopope.com.
You know, why do they pick people that are so old? He's 76. How long is he really?
Why don't they treat this more like a Supreme Court, a nominee? Why don't they pick like a 19-year-old?
You know what?
And
he only has one lung. He's a 70. I'm not kidding. He's a 76-year-old with one lung.
I nominate Stephen for Pope.
Did they say who is the most likely to die? Okay, you're gonna be the Pope. So along those lines,
I think that would be awesome. I think Stephen would make a great pope.
Maybe so. McDonald's Corporation has been sued by a woman.
Wait, that was the story?
Yeah,
that was the news story. What was the ending to the story? I missed it.
There was no ending. They just I'm sure there was.
Can you at least end it like they do on Nightline or whatever? There were no survivors. Right. Just something. I feel like I was hanging there in that story. It was like, it was the Italians were so sure they were going to get a pope that they bought the domain ciaopope.com, but then they didn't, and now they're selling it for $10.
Right. The ending was they shouldn't have sent that press release naming the wrong person.
Those crazy Italians.
Right. So McDonald's Corporation has been sued by a woman who said her 2-year-old son ate a used condom he found in the play area of one of its restaurants in Chicago. Anishi Spencer filed the complaint against the fast...
How can you sue McDonald's for this? Your idiot son found a used condom and decided the best course of action was to eat it.
Well, at least he was safe. So his mother filed the complaint against the fast food restaurant chain on Wednesday in Cook County Circuit Court on behalf of herself and her sons, Jonathan Hines and Jakay Hines or something. According to the complaint, Spencer and her sons were at a McDonald's restaurant.
Jakay Hines, wasn't she on 227 with Marla Gibbs?
Oh, Jaquel, sorry. Right. They were at a
Mary.
They were at a McDonald's restaurant in Chicago's South Side on February 4th, 2012, when Jaquel picked up the used condom from the floor and shortly thereafter coughed up a piece of it.
Wait, the chat room's got the best line. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
And peace be with you all. I'm Morgan Freeman.
In other news, a woman offered something in exchange for chicken McNuggets. So according to the complaint, Spencer and Hearst, oh, I already read that. Both boys required medical care and have suffered lasting injuries, pain, and discomfort, the complaint said.
Oh, the injuries. I've eaten a condom. I am wounded.
The lawsuit seeks at least $50,000 in damages.
What the fuck? She took them to McDonald's, which it's not like she was like, you know, taking them to like Burns Steakhouse or something where they were going to get like a primed aged beef or something like that. She was going to feed them basically earthworms and like, you know, like cow tongue or whatever. And she's upset that they ate some recycled plastic.
She is. Well, we don't know what was in the condom. I think that might be more of an issue.
No. Two words, Adam. Two words. Shamrock shake. What the fuck? There's not even a real flavor called shamrock. I'm just saying.
They dye it green.
For all we know, shamrock shakes are made out of used condoms.
They could be.
I think they are.
And there were no survivors. Okay. Pope Francis returned on Thursday to the church-run residence where he was staying before becoming pontiff, and insisted on paying the bill, despite now effectively being charged of the business.
No, I can pay it. I'm the Pope now. Really, I can pay it. No, they gave me this gold American Express card.
Right.
I don't know why in my head the Pope sounds like the Count off of Sesame Street. He does. One younger right. boy. Two younger boy.
That's horrible. That's hideous. I hope Mark doesn't listen. I won't have a boyfriend after this. The morning after his election, Francis asked a driver to take him to the Cleric's Hotel, the Domus Internationalis.
The Domus?
Domus Internationalis Paulus the Sixth. I don't know. Where he had stayed during the run-up to the guitar. No, this week's secret electoral conclave.
The guitar. Yeah, you gotta do that with the guitar.
He wanted to get his luggage and his bags. He had left everything there, a Vatican spokesman told a news briefing. He then stopped in the office, greeted everyone, and decided to pay the bill for the room because he was concerned about giving a good example of what priests and bishops should do.
Right. And then he turned to the entire staff and he said...
Right. I'm going to need a real touch after this episode. That's it.
Well, that's it. Do we have any birthdays this week?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, then let's do that. Oops. Wait, wrong one. We need this one. Plus birthday segment brought to you by I wish you love. I gotta find the exact moment where this starts.
Thank you for that intro. Whitney
like,
and
right
Goat.
Right at 19 seconds there. I just have to remember that in the future now. It's like the DI Plus birthday segment is brought to you by
Right. Or you could record that and then take that clip and put it in your soundboard or whatever.
Right.
You know.
I know. You know what it is? You know, the chat room is yelling at me about this, you know, playing that over and over and over again. All I got to say is I could be playing this instead. That's all.
I'm going to pop some tags. I got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting.
You know, there's a rap song that that Mark likes right now. And
don't
I
make
think,
me pull out the new software as an infrastructure rap again.
I don't know the name of the. The only thing I know is what? I don't know. That's all I know. I have no idea what the rest of it is. He walks around the house just going, what?
Explosive. Just want to point that out. Organizing everything in a platform cloud. Are the words of that particular rap.
So here's our first one. Maybe.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
All right, this is Cabaret.
It is Cabaret.
The play, I'm sorry, I'm chewing some ice right now. And that sounds very much like Liza Minnelli.
It is Liza Minnelli.
Well, happy birthday, Liza Minnelli.
So Liza Minnelli is, let's see how old she is.
126 years old today.
You know what? Hold on. I can just copy this cell down in my spreadsheet and it will tell me how old she is. 1 second.
She's 67 years old. Oh my God, when you have to pull out Excel to figure out how old someone is, no. Let's just suffice it to say they're old.
It's a Google Doc, and I have a formula to take their birth date and convert it into an age, and I hadn't copied that formula
what
down.
What good is sitting alone in your...
Right.
Can we get the Liza with the singing goats? That would be great.
Yeah. I'm sure she'd do it if it'd get her some airtime. Okay, yeah. This next one you probably won't know, but I think this guy is cute. It is a guy.
You know what? Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
is it Lazro or Lazro?
And this is a
composer?
It's a TV show. This is a TV show. It's a crime TV show.
A crime TV show. Well, there, that makes all the difference. Is this The Mentalist or something?
It's procedural.
I don't know. I don't know who this is. Who's this?
This is Criminal Minds.
What's the show? What's the Criminal Minds? Is it Mandy Patinkin?
It is not. He's not on the show anymore. But so I take it you do not watch Criminal Minds.
I do not. I do not watch Criminal Minds.
Well, it is for those of you who watch it, it is the youngish guy who has the long floppy hair who's supposed to be a genius.
Oh my God, it's Dr. Wesley Stone.
And his name is Matthew Gray Goobler. That's his name.
Oh, the old Greg Goobler ain't what he used to be.
Now, on the show, his name is Spencer. But
His real name is
Matthew Gray Goobler. He is 33 years old.
He is probably most
iconoclastically?
He is most notably known for this.
Pass, software, pass, platform.
Well, maybe, but I didn't want to just give it away.
He does that rap.
Exactly.
Anyway,
so here is our last birthday for this week.
Oh, our last birthday.
Our last one.
Yes.
So here
we
go.
Are you sure? Because the chat room just gave you another one. So are you sure this is the last one? Or is
I'm
this
not
the
looking.
Next to last
they're
one?
On a different tab.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a song for Michael Caine. So,
well, you know, you could have done that.
I knew it was Michael Caine's birthday. But here we go.
All right, hold on. Stop that right now.
Stop
this
it.
Is the theme song. This is the theme song to Give Me a Break.
It is not.
All right, go ahead, play it again. I have no idea. This is a TV show.
Okay, think of a really short, young-looking black boy.
Gary Coleman?
Well, no. So the show.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
The show is Webster.
Oh, Webster.
The show is Webster.
Oh, so it's actually Daniel Lewis, or what is his name? What was Webster's actual real name?
His real name is Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis, which I think at the time that he was Webster, he was actually like 62 or something.
Well,
he
could
was like
have been.
Some weird midget kind of a dude that they didn't want to talk about. That he pretended like he was a kid forever. And he was like 63 years old. Hey, I'm a kid or whatever. I say it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis is 42 years old.
42 years old. Well, there you go. And happy birthday, Webster. Couldn't happen to a nicer kid.
It's your birthday.
excellent. And the people listening in the chat room right now, that if you listen to the recording, that'll sound a lot better because that was on Adam's track. In the chat room, it sounded really shitty. In the chat room, just so you people that are listening later, most of you listen later on recording. In the chat room, when Adam played my favorite theme song ever in the history of the world, 321 Contact, it actually sounded like this. Anyway, all right, so what do we have for contact this week?
Well, I believe that you have it over on your end, but we have a couple of voicemails.
I do indeed, yeah. So we do. We have a couple of voicemails, and do we have any emails?
No.
Just the voicemails?
Right, I did not get any emails. We had a short tweet from Scotty.
So am I allowed to play these or not? Secret birthday voicemails,
E-letters?
Right? Because we're saving those up.
I will not put any voicemails in the Trello that are birthday related until that
I'm
episode.
I'm saying, in case anyone has forgotten, there's only 13 shopping days until my birthday as of this recording, my birthday being March 28th. So, you know, before then, you have a chance to call into our voicemail line, 229-234-7587, and wish me a happy birthday. Or if you want to send me an Amazon gift card, you can do so. By the way, you know, all the Amazon gift cards are going to go to help Stephen get his CTIA A+ certification. So there you go. It's going to go to a good cause. All right. So let's go right here to our first voicemail, shall we? And listen to what Carrie has to say. Hello, Carrie.
Why, hello, guys. This is Carrie.
Yes, I said
I just wanted to give you guys an update.
Oh, okay.
Last weekend, I drove to Arizona and back, which was a 12-hour drive.
So you must be caught up.
And for those 12 hours.
Yes.
24, if you count the drive home.
Yes.
I listened to Dubious Intent the whole time.
There you go. Oh, you poor thing.
I'd like to say that I'm totally sick of hearing your guys' voice.
You should.
Can you pause her for a second?
I can pause her. I just got to find
that.
All right. She's paused.
I just want to say, Carrie, I don't even listen to Dubious Intent.
I know. And, not for 24 hours.
You listen for 24. Look. I've still got to listen to all those back episodes and figure out who actually called for Celebrity Death Phone. I should have told
Carrie.
By the way,
the winner of the Celebrity Death Phone was so happy. They were so happy when they won. And
no, we're still going to do it. We're going
to
do it.
Shut up. I'm trying to make people, it's a Jedi mind trick. I'm trying to make people believe that we've already figured out who the winner was.
You know what I found?
They already got their gift. And yes, what?
I was looking in the box for the Real Touch. Uh-huh. They include a lovely box that converts the VGA into USB.
Well,
look how nice they are.
For every Real Touch that you buy, you get a VGA to USB.
I just want to point out, attached to your penis, you have this big device.
So if you want to take, if you guys at home, without seeing the video, because it's only me that sees the video, if you want to approximate this, go to Walmart and buy the cheapest blender that you can possibly buy.
It's perfect. The shape of this thing and the size is the shape of a large butternut squash.
It is.
And I know that because on Biggest Loser, they say that spaghetti squash is good to use in the place of noodles if you're doing spaghetti for a healthier spaghetti.
Yes,
I went to Walmart the other day to try to find a spaghetti squash, and they were out. But they had a buttload of butternut squash.
They did.
They even had acorn squash.
For those of you in the chat room, because you are such lovely, devoted fans, I'm now going to post a picture of Adam with the gourd / Real Touch. Just so they can see what
it
is.
I bet it feels excellent, though. You know, but not only is it the size of a butternut squash, but you have the USB converter that's also attached to this thing at the same time. It's hooked into your laptop.
Uh-oh.
And you have to have it hooked in, plugged into a power, to an outlet. So here's the power connection. So you have a...
That sounds dangerous. So it sounds remotely dangerous that you would have to plug this into an outlet and then connect it to your penis.
You do.
I don't think that sounds very safe, Adam. Just as your friend, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think that you should attempt this.
Anyway, I'm sure it feels excellent. I will let you guys know.
I just don't think that you should. Are we done pausing, Carrie?
Yeah,
can
go,
I unpause,
go ahead,
Carrie? Now, all right, there we go.
Daniel, or I'm sorry, Stephen from Wisconsin.
Oh, Stephen, he lives here. Yes, he's here.
He got the boot from his parents.
He didn't
and
get the
that
boot.
Mittens is now officially Adam's boyfriend
until tonight's episode.
Until tonight.
Oh, I don't know. I'm on episode 49. And I think I started listening around episode 48. So I'm almost caught up.
Or almost.
56.
Almost caught up.
So I'm almost caught up. I just got a couple more to listen to before I'm completely caught up. And I can just listen to the one a week that comes out.
Yes.
Not that I don't enjoy listening to 24 hours.
No one should do that.
It might get old after a while.
Yes.
Anyways, love you guys and love spending my vacation with you.
Oh,
bye.
Aw, thank you so much.
I knew I had a relaxed feeling like I was on vacation. Who knew that I was on vacation with Carrie?
You were. You were on vacation with Carrie. And let me just say this right now. A, Carrie, thank you so much. I think that is absolutely lovely that you listen to us and everything. No human being should ever, ever be subject. By the way, chat room, I just posted the picture of there, Adam, with his new Real Touch.
You know, right, I went through a similar experience, Carrie. I actually was on a trip and listened to like 12 hours straight of Big Fatty. So if you...
Oh my God. I have been on a drive to Florida before, which was like at least a 9 or 10 hour drive, listening to Big Fatty. And in my head, this is what it sounded like. And oh God!
You are gonna wear that thing.
I know. This is the new McDonald's clip right there. All right, let's just move on to our next voicemail, then, shall we? Coming to us live from Australia, it would be Scotty Little Aussie Battler. Let's find out what he is on his tiny little mind. I have to hit play. I did hit play. Why isn't he playing?
I don't know.
It's not playing. Apparently, when I said his tiny little mind, it got upset, and now it won't play it. Let's try this again. Are you sure there's an actual voicemail behind that?
Yes. I can play it if you'd like. Would you like for me to play the voicemail?
No, I'm going to try to save it here, because it doesn't seem to... No,
I will tell you an irritating thing.
G'day, Adam.
Here we go.
Oh. G'day, Daniel. Although, Daniel, you'll probably never hear this message, because Adam... selectively chooses which voice messages he leaves or plays every week. I wondered why when I ring 2 or 3 times a week, none of them are getting through.
He still sounds like he's
masturbating. He does. He goes...
Okay, well, this is Scotty.
Yes, wait. He'll pause it. Yes, what?
He goes, Adam selects the voicemails that he plays. He does.
All right, let's finish.
Okay, well, this is Scotty.
Yes.
A little Aussie battler.
Yes.
Battling against the DI plus people.
And masturbating.
Bye.
Bye. All right, goodbye, Scotty. And it's the second voicemail from Scotty I'm not allowed to listen to, right? Because that's
correct. That's
it.
Why it's not
Wait,
in
but,
the trailer.
But it's right here. There's another voicemail from Scotty.
No, that's
it
not a voicemail.
Oh, that's not.
He tweeted. It's just a tweet.
Oh, tweeted. I love the screaming goat video. I don't know what screaming goat video you're talking about. Maybe you're talking about... I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Thank you to everyone who called in, like left a voicemail. Remember, only 13 more shopping days for you to call and leave me a birthday wish at 229-234-7587. Or if you just want to call and say hello, you know, and say hi, just like Scotty and Carrie did. And oh my God, bless you, Carrie. No one should be subjected to us for that many hours in a row. Ever. You know what? My husband even took a job on the other side of the country so that he wouldn't be subjected to me for that many hours in a row. That's how bad it is. You just really should not have to put up with that. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'll try that again.
3, 2, 1. Excellent. There you go. Thanks to everyone that participated. Thanks to everyone. Adam, you know what? I think it has become that time. That is that time of day where we have to, you know, now it's time to say goodbye to all our family.
M-I-C.
See you next week.
K-E-Y.
Why? Who the fuck knows? Really?
I
mean, honestly, who the fuck really, really knows? And then I'm going to be impressed, Adam, if you can work the ending thing into the final melody.
All my little turtles.
Ooh.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587. That is 2x2 DI Plus. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. You can also check out all that information at, you guessed it, dubiousintent.com.
So Mr. Mike asks if the lights dim like a prison movie when you masturbate with the real touch.
I'm guessing that big, ugly, peanut-looking thing that looks like some kind of nuclear reactor there must. I think it not only dims your lights, I think it, like, dims your neighbor's lights.
I need a special stand for it. I don't know where it's going to go.
Sure. You know what, Adam? Over the years that I've known you, I am sure of this one thing. As sure as I am of my own breath, you will figure out a way to use this real touch.
I will find a way.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.